Webinars are challenges, live or recorded, paid or free. When it comes to selling your online course through a launch, there are literally so many different options out there. And the crazy thing is that everyone is telling you that their way is the way to launch your course online. So how do you choose what type of launch is best for you and your business? That's what we're going to talk about today. I'm going to walk you through a few questions to consider and help you choose what type of launch you want to do. So stay tuned. I'm Carrie Carlisle, and I'll be the first to tell you that there's no one right way to build your business online. There's just a right way for you. After helping hundreds of coaches and course creators sell their programs, I've seen firsthand that success doesn't come in a one-size-fits-all package. And I'm here to show you that you can build your business any dang way you want and to inspire you with stories of different women who have overcome different challenges and have built their businesses in different ways. So let's dive in and help you create a life and a business that you love. This is the Choose Your Own Biz podcast. So recently I just wrapped up helping a few different clients with their live launches, and it's always an exciting time during that cart open period where you see the sales start rolling in. I'm checking their accounts. I get so excited for my clients as they start to get all these new students and customers rolling into their business. But when you're looking at this end result, it can be really exciting. However, if you're all the way back at the beginning, there's some fundamental questions you need to ask yourself to be able to figure out how do you have a successful launch. And the first one, hands down, that most of my students and clients will ask is, what type of launch should I do? Should I do a webinar? Should I do a challenge? What is it that you would recommend that I do? And so I wanted to make sure that we answered that question for you today in this podcast episode. So we're going to talk about a couple of the questions that I like to ask and walk clients through to be able to determine what type of launch is best for them. That's one of the reasons, too, that I created the Launch and Win Blueprint, which helps you figure out what type of launch to do, how to actually plan it out, and gives you all the steps to be able to actually have a successful launch, is because there are a few of these fundamental questions that we need to make sure that we have in place before we actually get started with our launch strategy and our launch plan in order to feel like we're going to hit the goals that we want to have in the long run. Now, before we dive into these types of questions you want to ask yourself, let's talk about live launches in general. So this is day one of a mini series. I'm going to do 4 episodes all about different launch questions that we need to have answered before you actually plan out your launch and execute it. So when we talk about a live launch, that means that we are giving people a free experience that we are doing live. This is not something that is automated or on evergreen that people can just buy anytime. This is, we have picked a certain date and time where we will open a cart for people. We will close the cart. That's the only time people can buy or they can receive access to special bonuses. And we are providing some sort of live, either free or low price experience with a ton of value. In fact, I like to call it a launch experience because that's what you want people to have. You want people to be able to take this time to get to know you and warm up to you, especially if these are people who don't necessarily know you before, or if you're just a name on your list. Maybe they signed up for your freebie or your product a really long time ago, and now they're like, who is this person? You have to warm them up all over again, right? So they want to get to know you better. And ideally, as you're going through this launch, you're going to point out a problem that people have and a possible solution. So you want to show them what the solution is, the overview of it, so that they're inclined to want to buy your course. Because at the end of whatever free experience you're giving, you're going to sell your course to them as the next logical step based on what you've already taught. And we're going to go into a little bit more about how that looks in another episode. But right now, we're just going to focus on what these types of live launches are. So typically, the ones that you see out there, and you can create your own type of launch, right? But typically, the ones that you see out there are fall into 4 categories. So first, you have the webinar launch. Typically, this is a 60 to 90 minute presentation or class that you teach one or more times. Now, this is awesome. Some people call it like a masterclass, a live training, but the whole idea is that is a shorter presentation that you're going to teach. People choose a day and a time to show up to attend your class. And it's a really great way for warmer audiences who already know you, right? Because they can show up to your class, you're going to provide them value, a big roadmap typically, and then you're going to pitch your course at the end. So that's number one, you have webinars. Number two option is you have challenges. So this is anywhere from typically 3 to 5 days. People can call them different things. They can be boot camps, they can be workshops, they can be challenges, but it's something that's done typically in the time frame of a week that lasts anywhere from 3 to 5 days. And each day they have like a little lesson, a little assignment, and then you are giving them a series of quick wins. And the next logical step, if they want to keep having those quick wins, is to hop into your bigger program. So that's what a challenge looks like. Then you have a video series. So that's the third one that you're going to see out there. There are people that use these and they do them once a year and they put on a big, huge production. So one of the video series you'll hear me talk about later in this podcast is James Wedmore's Rise of the Digital CEO series. It is a fantastic video series that he uses in conjunction when he promotes his Business by Design program, right? So what it is a pre-recorded series of videos that you have created. Sometimes it's dropped over a series of 7 to 10 days. So maybe like video one comes out on a Monday, video two is on a Wednesday, video three is on a Friday, the fourth video comes out the following Monday. So that's one way to do it, where you have video series that are dropped every few days. And so you're engaging people, they're watching the whole series, and then you pitch the course in the final video. Or like some of these bigger names like James Wedmore or Brandon Lucero does this as well. You have all of the videos that are dropped all at once, so you can watch it Netflix style. And then the last video is dropped like maybe a week later when you go to pitch your course. So you're really building up like the anticipation, the buzz. You do a lot of the work before you actually open your cart. So that's the video series. And then the fourth one is what's called a Facebook Live launch. So this is a lot like a video series, but it's not quite a challenge. This is where you're using a series of Facebook Lives, typically inside a Facebook group, to be able to teach different concepts, and then you pitch your program at the very end. So these are the four big ones that you're going to see out there. There's also an email launch. Now, this is not a big, huge production. This is literally building buzz to your email list, building some buzz on social media, and then all you do is you open cart straight through your email. You don't even have a free experience, but what you're kind of creating for them is a different experience, right? You're creating the experience through your email as opposed to having a separate class or training or challenge that they might be attending. And so in that situation, you are opening the cart on a specific day to your email list, you send a series of promotional emails, and that's it. You don't even have like an extra extra thing that they can go sign up for. So that's what we're really talking about. How do you choose which type of these is going to be the best for you and your business? So I have a list of about 6 questions that I want you to ask yourself when you are sitting down and figuring out which one of these types of launches feels good to you. So number one, what's the time that you want to be live versus something that's pre-recorded? So if you think about some of these models, right, there are ones that are more time intensive versus ones that are less time intensive. So the webinar, you only have to show up live for like an hour and a half, maybe, you know, 2 or 3 times, and that's it. Versus if you're doing a live 5-day challenge, you are on there every single day, you're interacting in the group. It takes a lot more time and energy to show up during the launch. On the flip side, if you're doing something like a video series, it is time intensive on the front end, right? Because you are recording all of those videos, you're pre-recording them, you're loading them into a way that people can watch them, a platform. And so you're actually doing a lot of the legwork up front and creating all those pre-recorded videos. But then during the actual launch and cart open period, you're really just engaging with your members. You don't have to worry about providing extra content while it's happening. You're just engaging and closing sales and answering questions and all of that stuff. So That's one of the things you want to think about is where do you want to be spending your energy during your launch? Do you want to, do you feed off of that going live energy? Then you might want to do a Facebook Live launch or a challenge. Would you really prefer it if you just went and did a webinar, people didn't really see your face and you just taught for 90 minutes and then you called it good? Then that's the option for you. So really think about where you want to spend your time and your energy. Now, the other question you can ask too is how warm is your audience? So if you have a really warm audience, a big email list, not even a big email list, what I should say is an engaged email list. If you have people who are opening your emails, so one of my clients, she has like a, I'm not even kidding, like a 50% open rate on her emails all the time, every single email that she sends. And for her, we just do an email launch because her email open rate is so high. They're already engaged. For us, it's just easy to be able to send out a few promotional week, a week of promotional emails to her email list and be able to get people to sign up for her membership. So if your audience is really warm, this can be a great way to get them on a webinar, to do a email only launch. The places where it's better to do something like a challenge or a video series might be if they're a colder audience. If you're trying to find people who have never met you before and they need that extra time to kind of warm up to you, to realize like, oh, this person knows what they're talking about. They are giving me wins. Then maybe you want to consider doing a challenge because it gives you that extra time and interaction with people for them to know, like, and trust you. So that's the second question you want to consider is how warm is your audience? Now, the third is what would your audience prefer? So think about the space that your audience is in. So can they sit down and watch a, you know, a 90-minute class all in one shot? Are they busy moms who are trying to juggle like three kids under the age of five and they can barely get a moment to themselves, let alone listen uninterrupted to a 90-minute presentation, right? So think about where your ideal customer is right now and what would work best for them. So like the other thing is for me as a business owner, I don't like participating in challenges very much because it is so much time out of my week. So I have to be really, really in love with a challenge in order for me to show up every single day to that type of challenge. I would rather watch a 90-minute webinar and just learn everything I can, make the decision about whether or not I want to buy it. But I'm a business owner, right? So you have to kind of take into consideration which one of these launches might fit the style of my target market best. Maybe it is having some pre-recorded videos that they can watch all at once on their own time, right? Maybe that's going to be best for them. Whatever that is, think about what your audience would prefer. Now, the fourth question is, what is the price point for your course? When it comes to a course that is maybe $97, all of the time and energy spent into doing a whole big shebang loud launch for like a webinar or a challenge or video series, all of that could be completely overkill. That might be a place where you just want to launch it by email, right? You just want to send out to the people that are warm on your email list, post it on social media, and build everything very low key to launch the $97 product. Or maybe you use a webinar that's not 90 minutes. Maybe you make some sort of 20-minute presentation that's super short that people can watch on demand right away, like a one video presentation, and then you pitch the $97 program at the end. So depending on how much it costs, sometimes you want to be something that's more low-key versus something that is more expensive, and you want to have that know, like, or trust factor that's higher. So definitely don't want to overkill this, right? If it's going to be under $100, I don't know that I'd necessarily do a big, loud, live launch for all of this. That might be one where you just say, hey, I'm going to post on social media and do a few emails, okay? So that is number four. Number five, what resources are you willing to invest? So by that, I mean, if you're thinking about the different types of live launches that you can do, there's also some resources that you might be thinking in. Of course, we've already talked about the resource of time, but I'm talking about financially when it comes to money and things like that. So if you're doing a live challenge, typically that's done in a Facebook group, That's free. You don't really have to pay for much. You just have to drive people into the Facebook group. But if you're going to do something like a video series, well, maybe that video series needs to have some landing pages that people can go and check out the different videos. So now you have to build out a whole area where they can go check out all the different videos. Or if it's a webinar, maybe you might need to invest in a webinar program. How much is that going to cost you, right? So also kind of see, what are you willing to spend? Are there ways that you can bootstrap it to do the style of launch that you want to do? My only caution with bootstrapping is, remember that you want to make this an easy yes for people. So the easier you can make it for them to show up, the easier you can make it for them to engage, the easier you can make it for them to access the content that you're providing inside of your launch, the easier it's going to be to get customers. Because if there's a disconnect between how I access content, how I see your launch, I might drop off and not even pay attention. So if you try to bootstrap together too many elements to your launch, that can be a deterrent to your potential customers because they just don't want to go through the hassle of clicking 4 different links to get where they need to go, okay? So you do have to balance that out. Sometimes it's worth it to pay for like a webinar program because it has everything hooked up where you can, you know, send the emails before, send the emails after. It's all linked together in this nice one program. So think about, what resources are you willing to invest in the launch, where you're at in your business, how can you bootstrap it, and what's going to be best for your customer to make sure that they show up and engage with your content. And then the sixth question is, what feels good to you? Without a doubt, live launches are a lot of work. That's one of the big reasons I created the Launch and Win Blueprint, which you can go check out at launchandwin.com, because I think that there's a lot of steps that go into launches and we don't realize everything that needs to get done in order to have our launch go smoothly and be successful. So I created this whole spreadsheet where you plug in all of your information, what type of launch you're having, when the cart open date is, what you're utilizing for your launch, and it populates an exact checklist and plan of the things you need to have done each week leading up to your launch to actually successfully launch, because it takes some work for these launches. And because of that, you also want to think about what feels good. If every time you think about doing a challenge, you just want to vomit because that means that you're going to have to show up live every single day, and that sounds exhausting and energy draining and not the thing that you want to do, it is going to feel like you are going through mud trying to get that launch up and running. So if it feels much easier and breezier for you to test out a webinar, then test out a webinar first, right? If you're going to put the effort into it, you want to do something that you know you're going to show up and feel excited and good about teaching, and trying to make it as light and easy for you as possible when there are all these extra steps that you have to take in setting up a launch, okay? So at the end of the day, pick the one that's going to feel good to you. Like, yes, take all these other things into consideration. Like, how much time do you want to have? How warm's your audience? What would your audience prefer? What's your price point? What the resources are? But if it doesn't feel good to you, then don't do it. Now, some people will say, but Carrie, you have to go outside of your comfort zone. And yes, I understand that, but I can almost guarantee that no matter what type of live launch you choose, even if it's the one that feels good to you, on the day of, you're going to be standing there. You're still going to have the little nerves. You're still going to have the butterflies in your tummy. You're still going to be like, okay, this is it. Like this, you know, I have to do this. I can do this. I can go and sell my course. No matter what type of launch, we'll all have those little butterfly nerves come up. So pick the one that feels good to you. And here's the beautiful thing. Like I said, I want you to remember two things. Number one, no matter what type of launch you do, somebody has been successful with that style of launch. So you know that it is possibly successful with that. So just for examples, right? When we think about webinars, who is the queen of webinars? That is Amy Porterfield. That is how she teaches her students. That is how she sells her courses, is with webinars. And she has been massively successful with it. Okay. Challenges. There is Tara Golden. She does a 15-day subscriber reviver challenge. That's how she gets people in. It's a paid challenge, but it is a challenge that she does very successfully. You have video series with people like Brandon Lucero, James Wedmore, Todd Herman when he was selling 90-Day Year. That is how he sold his program. Okay, so there are people who have been successful with video series. Facebook Live, if you look up Coach Glitter, she teaches about going live. She launches through Facebook Live launch. Okay, so those are some people you can go check out with those different types of styles that you can see which one feels good to you. But they have all been successful in their business using the style of launches that I have just mentioned. So that is the good news. No matter what you pick, you can have success. And number two is this is not the end all be all. What is the worst thing that happens? You pick a launch, you do it, you get some sales, but maybe you're like, I don't know if I really did like that style of launching. Guess what? No one wrote it in stone. That means the next time you go to launch, you can try a different method. And maybe that one will work better, right? This is all about just picking one, starting it out, and getting your course out there. You can go back and you can make it better later. You can change it up. That's one of the cool things about the Launch and Win Blueprint, where I have set it up as a template so that if you go in, you can change it up for the next time. You can change it to a challenge and it'll remake the whole list that you need to actually get done before your launch. So this is not set in stone. Choose what you feels good and go out there and sell. And if you want some help with that, of making sure that you know all the steps once you've chosen what type of course it is that you're selling online, be sure to go check out launchandwin.com to grab my Launch and Win Blueprint. It's only $27. It's one of the smallest and best investments that you'll ever make in your business, I promise. So go check that out at launchandwin.com. And then thanks for listening today. Be sure to tune in for the next episode that we're going to be talking about with this mini series of launching, which will be tomorrow. Are you ready to launch an online course or program but don't know exactly how to do it? Maybe even just thinking about the time and energy it takes to actually launch without your launch taking over life can make you want to put on your sweatshirt, pull out the Ben and Jerry's, and binge watch Friends on the couch. Well, I'm here to say, put that ice cream away, my friend, because all you need is a solid strategic plan, and that's what I'm about to share with you. Inside my Launch and Win Blueprint, I help you create a customized step-by-step plan to take you from paralyzing overwhelm and frustration to successfully launching stress-free in as little as 4 weeks. And the best part is that it's only $27. So if that sounds like something you're interested in, get all the details and grab it now by going to launchandwin.com.